Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of the Negative World Euphonic Podcast. With me is, as always, my co-host, Joe.
Hello.
And what we got here today is a special edition to kind of celebrate the upcoming Animal Crossing game. And for those who don't know, Animal Crossing is a really fun kind of casual game. And it's a series that's been on the Wii, the DS, the GameCube, and actually originated on the Japanese N64. And now it's about to get its 3DS release. So I've been doing my part to hype up the forums with the official thread, with a top 10 non-villagers list. I just posted a top 10 fan art, you know, list and whatever. And I've been doing my part to just kind of shove Animal Crossing down your throats because I love this series so much. And I was known to really be disappointed with City Folk, as much as I still enjoyed it and played it. It was so similar to Wild World without any real changes. It was frustrating, and this New Leaf is so appropriate of a name from what I've heard and what I've read. And reviews started coming out today, and it's getting great reviews, and I really encourage anyone who's interested at all to go pick it up. I can tell you that already. I do plan on running the review at some point, but I obviously have to spend some time with the game, and that won't be until after it releases, so... Yeah, and Joe, you have no experience with this series, really?
No experience.
Okay, no experience points. Well, today we will get you at least to level 2.
Okay.
All right.
Awesome.
Yeah, maybe learn a magic spell or a couple. But, yeah, so what we're going to do is we're going to celebrate not Animal Crossing music in terms of the different ones that happen every hour, because there's a lot of music in Animal Crossing. And another example of why I was disappointed with City Folk was because the music was the same as Wild World, which, again, it's great, but it, you know, you crave more when they're giving you something good. So New Leaf, obviously, is so new and refreshing that it actually has new music, and I have not listened to it yet because I'm not spoiling that for myself until I experience it in the game. However, I wanted to go through and celebrate a little-known dog named KK Slider, or as he's known in Japan, Tota KK. And pretty much the gist with this guy is, every Saturday night, 8 p.m. to not noon, 8 p.m. to midnight, he will play music for you. And in the original game, he was sitting on a tree stump in the middle of town. And in the later two games, he was inside Brewster's Cafe, which was a little coffee shop. And if you go to him, you ask him to play a song, or you just let him pick one for you, and he'll play a song for you. And then he'll give you an air check, which you can later put into your jukebox or your radio back home, and you can have it play in the room of your house or whatever. And it was a very cool feature. And actually, I do know that in the next game, you can even get like album art that you can display on your wall for each of the songs, which is kind of cool. And I'm hoping that with this new game, they're going to continue to have more and more songs, because they've always progressively gotten more songs in the games since the start. So what we're going to do here is we're going to play 10 songs that I picked out of from the original list. So if you're thinking, you know, is my City Folk favorite going to be in there? It may not be. But I picked 10 songs from the original game. And they're going to be played in no particular order. I just wanted, I'm just going to choose to put them in alphabetical order for ease of use. But they're awesome songs in my opinion. Joe is a noob when it comes to Animal Crossing, so we're going to get his opinion.
Total noob.
If he doesn't just close out the Skype chat right in the middle of the first song.
It's possible.
It could be, but I'll just keep it going then myself, so bear with me. But, yeah, so we're going to celebrate Animal Crossing, KK Slider, and talk a little bit of gaming music. So the first one here, I'm going to announce the songs ahead of time, by the way, just because there's no need to be mysterious about all this.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is called Cafe KK.
Me,
So that was our first song, Cafe KK. Joe, initial impressions.
What the hell have you got me into?
I've gotten you into a world where dogs sing.
Awesome.
And serenade.
And animals cross.
And honestly, like, not to over-romanticize this, but KK Slider does have that kind of romantic feel to some of his songs and just the way he performs. Not in, like, any sort of truly romantic way. I'm not saying that your character falls in love with the dang thing, but just, like, he really sets a mood, the way that they frame how he plays for you in the game. And it doesn't really matter what song, but, like, the lights dim, and I asked you, actually off-air, if you had ever seen a video of his performance. And the reason I asked that was because the game uses these moments every week, if you choose to do them, that is, as the credits. Because Animal Crossing doesn't end. So what it does is that when you have one of these songs played, it kind of cuts different angles as you watch him play, but it plays the credits on top of the screen. And that's how the game creators get their recognition.
Gotcha. That's pretty cool. That's a good idea.
Yeah. And that's also why all the songs are generally the same length and all pretty short. They're all about 2.25 minutes.
Yeah, and that, you know, and my response was that I've seen him in the background of Smash Brothers Brawl, and in my various travels across the internet, you know, seems to be a fairly popular character. You have him currently in your avatar in Negative World, and so, you know, I've seen him in other such venues like that.
And actually, my avatar is a hybrid of KK Slider and Scribblenauts.
Oh, really?
I had someone who was nice enough to specifically make me that avatar back when Scribblenauts, the original game, came out. Because he was, like, Scribblenauting various characters that people wanted, and so...
Gotcha.
That was very cool. But, yeah, so Cafe KK, I suppose you'd play that in a cafe, or it kind of gives you that kind of, you know, have a milkshake kind of feeling. I don't know. Or maybe that's a different kind of cafe. Maybe it's, you know, having some tea or something.
Well, I also wanted to clarify, just in case there are any other AC noobs out there, that that strange sort of more human instrument that we hear, that is in fact his voice in the music.
Yes, the
correct.
Right. Yeah, that thing. Right. And what's cool about that, in my opinion, is that, you know, you hear some games have what's called animalese, and actually I think that's what Animal Crossing calls it.
Okay.
But it's the language. When you read the text as it scrolls on screen because you're interacting with the character, it kind of babbles in some way. And I remember this, like, in Banjo-Kazooie. You know, Kazooie and Banjo had their animalese voices and such. But I can't remember any instance where animalese was actually singing to you.
Right.
And it, in my opinion, turns out pretty dang well.
Yeah, it works, and Nintendo seems to really love that, sort of, like, you know, using, like, gibberish instead of speech for any number of things, but, you know, it also, like, I have to wonder if in Japan, because some of the little syllables that he's saying, like, they sound like they could be bits of Japanese words. Like, this sounds like a lot of, like, me and, like...
Right, me, mo, like, their syllables, yeah. And yeah. Actually, I wouldn't doubt if that's... I wouldn't go as far to say that it actually makes any sense in Japanese, but...
No, no.
Definitely, it's got to be designed around that.
Right, right. So, anyway, that's just what I picked up on. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's move on to the next one then.
Sure.
We got a DJ KK. Okay, so that was DJ KK, which is a very different sounding song. What's great about all these songs that we're going to play for you tonight and all the songs that are in the games themselves, they're so distinctly different. They hit all sorts of genres and kind of musical intricacies, I guess, that you might hope to find in a wide breadth of music.
Yeah, I think we were treated to even a little dog howl to begin this piece, were we not?
Yeah, and that's another example of what makes KK Slider so unique is he doesn't just use those kind of mo me kind of noises, the animalese, but he also howls, and you also heard a bunch of whistling in the song.
Oh yes.
And it seems that a lot of the songs in the game are structured as such, so you've got your first verse, which is him singing, and then you've got kind of a bridge, which is the same beats, but him whistling to it, and then it cuts back to a little bit more animal-y singing, and then closes it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's cool, it's catchy.
Yeah, this song in particular kind of gets my feet tapping a little bit. It's got a good
beat. You know, I was curious, in the world of Animal Crossing, is this character, is he like, you know, a struggling artist, or is he like the pinnacle of all musical? Like, is he the epitome of cool, or is he like just some dude in a coffee shop, or what?
Well, it seems that each game he kind of progresses a little bit, because in the first one, he's kind of just he's just a mysterious man, or dog,
okay.
Or a mysterious person, character. Who shows up, plays some music, seems kind of mellow, like he might be a hipster or might occasionally smoke a little grass, you know, you never know. But he's just a really mellow guy who plays music, and then he disappears. And then the second one, and the third, in City Folk as well, he's more, it seems like he's like almost stretching out a little bit because he's playing a venue now, as opposed mm-hmm. to just playing outside. Mm-hmm. And he even references, I know I have his exact quote here. It's, "Those industry fat cats try to put a price on my music, but I want it to be free." And so he's kind of
keep it real, KK Slider. Keep it real.
So here he is, like, commenting about how the industry is trying to hold him down when he just wants to let people share his music widely. And it's funny that there's, like, a file sharing comment from KK Slider in there, but it just shows his progression in the music world. And then in the new one, while I haven't done too much research on it, just to keep myself, again, fresh going in, but he's a DJ now.
And okay, that sounds familiar. I think I've seen some art.
And now, I'm not entirely sure how it plays out, but I think he DJs during the week, and then on Saturday, he kind of goes back to his old school way. So I don't know if the music he plays as a DJ is different, or if it's much more limited. So it'll be interesting. But it seems like now he's getting two personas, but DJing kind of implies maybe he's got even more of a hip kind of vibe going on. He's making his way up again. It's curious. It's kind of fun to see how they
evolve him.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, moving on to the third song is a song that's actually very special to me because it just means something to my girlfriend and I. It, kind of an inside thing, but obviously this one's called "I Love You," and if that wasn't sweet enough to say anyway, but I won't go into the story. But it's a very nice song. KK Slider telling you that he loves you.
That's so nice.
Or he loves someone. Maybe there'll be a, you know,
Mrs. female, KK.
Yeah, Mrs. KK somewhere. But yeah, that's "I Love You," and that's an example of what I was saying, where, you know, when you got the lights dimmed in the game and he's playing a song for you, and especially because you know the name of this song ahead of time. This is a secret song, I believe, where you have to actually tell him it for him to play it for you, or he'll never play it. And
that's cool.
And it's a very just kind of sweet, mellow, romantic-sounding song, you know? And this one actually is one of the songs, although this applies to pretty much all of them, but this one in particular I feel like could have real lyrics to it.
Sure. Yeah, it's very interesting. I do particularly feel in this song that you do really get a sense that, like, maybe it was written with actual words in mind, or at least specific sentiments in mind beyond just the general "I love you" message, you know.
And two, to notice that this is one of the few songs that, you know, this is called I Love You. While many of the songs are, you know, Cafe KK or we're about to hear KK Condor or KK Jazz, and not to give too much of spoilers for the future, but, you know, a lot of the song names go based off of genres or styles of music. Mm-hmm. And this is one that, you know, there's no such thing as, oh, I love that, I love you music. You know, what a great genre that is. This is more of a message. So, yeah, mm-hmm. perhaps there is something behind it all. Mm.
So, definitely cool. Definitely different than the first couple. And, yeah.
You know,
good stuff, Mr. Slider.
And I don't know how many people out there know this either, but one of the main sound guys on this game, on the series, has been Kazumi Totaka. And that's actually where the name Totakeke comes from, is the last name. Tota. Well, if you take the ka from Kazumi and Totakaka, Totakeke is kind of a variant of that. And yeah, and for people who don't know that, he's the one who kind of has Totaka's song.
Right.
Which is that hidden song that's in a lot of Nintendo games. And so I feel like of a lot of composers out there, he might have something special to say.
Hmm.
You know?
True.
So perhaps that relates to that somehow.
Yeah, good point. I was going to ask about the name. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. And I guess it makes sense that they would change it to an Americanized KK Slider instead of keeping it Tota KK.
Hmm.
But I'm glad they at least kept the KK in honor of him.
Yeah.
So that said, let's move on to our fourth song, KK Condor. Omi na ona, mi ona ona, omi we omi o nao. Omi na ona, mi ona ona, omi we omi o mi. Omi na ona, mi ona ona, omi we omi o nao. Omi na ona, mi ona ona, mi omi we o mi nao. O omi na mi o o we we, o mi na na o mi. O omi na mi o o we we, o mi na. O mi na mi o, o mi na mi na, o na mi o na o. O mi na o na, mi o na o na, o mi we o mi o na o. O mi na o na, mi o na o na, mi o mi we o mi na o. O o mi na mi o o we we. O mi na mi o o we we, o mi na na o mi, o mi na mi o mi na mi na, o na mi o na o. So that was KK Condor, and yet another kind of unique song, a little bit faster paced than some of his mm-hmm. other songs. I'm not exactly sure what Condor references to, though.
I don't either. I can tell you that song sounds very like southwestern United States, like desert kind of place where there might be condors flying mm-hmm. overhead, but that's about as much sense as I can make of the title.
Yeah, well, either way, it was on here purely because I thought it was pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just reading, as we listened to the song, I was reading a little fact, and I was reminded of this, that KK Slider is actually the first character you see when you start the series.
What?
Yeah, he And again, I don't really recall this that well myself, because it's been so long since I played the GameCube version, or for the Japanese, the N64 version, which I never played. Still, he asks you a few questions in the very beginning of the game, and...
Like your blood type?
Yep, your blood type, your social security number, and whether
the
you're...
The Japanese love blood types.
Do they?
They do.
I did not know this.
Yeah, I heard, like, if you ever see with, like, the bios of characters in a lot of video games, they usually list blood type, and... I asked my Japanese friend about that one time. He said they kind of treat blood types the way we treat zodiac signs.
Oh,
so if you're like of a certain blood type, they might feel you'd have certain characteristics.
So,
but
would,
that's neither here nor there.
So would Mario and Luigi's blood type be Marinara? I had to say it.
That's probably what my blood type is.
That's what I want my blood type to be.
Or cheese.
Oh, you know, cheese is a little less viscous.
It's not good.
No, you're going to need some cheese thinners.
Yep.
String cheese. Anyway, this has gotten too cheesy.
Oh.
Let's move on to our next song, KK Cruisin'. KK Cruisin'.
Awesome song. Very cool. I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites for sure. And I always, at the very end there, when he's going, meh, 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 I always think he's going like, ride, baby, ride with me, or something like that.
Sure.
You know, giving lyrics to it and everything.
Yeah.
I feel like he's cruising in like maybe Gracie's car, which you won't get that reference, but you wash Gracie's car in one of the games. So
sounds fun.
It's not. It's actually one of the worst things in Animal Crossing ever, because it's just a really tedious button mashing mini game.
Nice.
That I found to be really challenging. I don't know if I just don't have the button mashing skills, but it didn't seem like it was very easy or very even medium. It was pretty difficult.
So
you really like the song, and you were saying that this is like the first experience you ever had with KK Slider.
Yeah, which is a bit unique in and of itself, because it was someone posted it in a thread on a little website called nintemple.com. And
that's,
the thread...
That's nintemple.com, everybody.
Right, nintemple.com.
Okay.
Zero's going to edit all those plugs out.
nintemple.com.
But, But the thread was just about like mashups, which are a big trend lately. So it was that song mashed up with a Ice Cube song.
Oh, that's hilarious. I want to hear this.
Okay. But it's legitimately good. Like, and I posted that. I was like, I can't believe that, because I don't know, on paper that sounds like a stupid idea, I guess. But it sounds good. And then I went and listened to the original Ice Cube song, and it sounds much better with the KK Slider stuff underneath. Like, well, way better.
It's because this KK Slider stuff's got legitimate, like, beats to it. It's got it's really nicely composed.
Yes,
for whatever it's going for, but it's legit. It's not just, you know, beeps right. And boops and meeps and mopes.
Right. No, there is a legitimate groove to this song, which, I mean, of all the ones that we are playing today, I mean, I could see myself throwing this song on an iPod, you know, and just playing it. Even if I never get around to playing the games.
But, which we'll get into that shortly.
Sure.
But no, I did just post on Facebook, and I think I might have posted on Negative World, a mashup between a new Daft Punk song and a KK Slider song. And I'm not sure which one's of which, because I just listened to it once and thought it was great and then just moved on.
Is it Get Lucky?
I think so.
Because I think that's the first single.
It might be, yeah. And that was pretty good. Mm. I had my cousin listen to it, and because he's a big Daft Punk fan, he's like, no. But not really. He does not understand Animal Crossing music at all. So that's what, you know. He wouldn't even try to appreciate it.
Because, like, Daft Punk music is also pretty out there. Mm-hmm. So you would think.
Well, I'm wondering.
Room for the kookiness.
I'm wondering if the DJ KK music, not the song, but the new, you know,
right.
Persona that KK Slider is going to have, is going to be more relatable to that or not.
That'd be pretty funny.
Yeah. So let's listen to the next song, and then we'll get to this whole you buying the game thing. We'll talk about that a little bit.
Sure.
But next up is one based off of genre. We got KK Jazz. So that was a little jazzy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I really like this one because it really focuses on the vocals.
It sure does.
You know, it's got kind of just a single rhythm, a jazzy rhythm, then it really exemplifies KK's vocal ability.
I believe they call that scatting in the jazz community.
So who knew that KK could scat? And actually, I've spent a little bit of time in some jazz clubs in my day, and I totally could have listened to a KK jazz set myself. Like, legitimately. I don't care if... It'd be a little weird if it was a person in a KK Slider suit. I saw some cosplay of that today, and it kind of freaked me out. If anyone remembers the original commercial for Animal Crossing Population Growing, which was the GameCube one, they had, like, a bunch of people in the character suits. Okay. And they kind of did the commercial like the real world, because back then that was kind of popular, cool. I guess it was. Yeah, I think the real world was still going on around then. So they made it look like that, and it was just scary. So Animal Crossing cosplay, not so much my thing, but I could do some KK jazz.
You know, speaking of that, what do they give any sort of explanation or understanding of the human-animal cross and interaction in this series? Like why can people talk to animals? Or is there even a difference between humans and animals? Or are we all the same? Or what?
Pretty much, yeah. We're all the same. I mean, you're a person who comes into town. You're the only person that comes into town. Only human, that is. And you start your life there. A raccoon or a tanuki, he comes and... tries to take your life away with debts.
You mean Tom Nook?
Yes. And
I know one thing about Animal Crossing.
Yeah, you know about Thomas.
I know Tom Nook.
And so after that, you just start befriending your animal friends and such, and you just continue to build relationships with everything. But yeah, you're the only person in the game, unless you have up to three other players who like share your town with you. So it could be like relatives or friends or girlfriends, boyfriends, whoever uses the same copy of the game.
Oh, okay.
And besides that, though, yeah, that's it. There's no explanation, no need for explanation.
Right.
There's a squirrel living next to an elephant, doesn't matter. I feel like it's hard to explain this game properly, just describing it like this. It's much better in actual playing and practice and such. But I hope the music has been persuading you a little bit.
Sure.
Because now there's over 70 of these songs in the game, over of KK game. So you only get one a week, because he'll only give you one every Saturday. And you can get more if you have more residents in your town, which is kind of useful, even though it's sort of a cheat in a way if you don't actually have legitimate people in there, but it's good to have that, because then you can get up to four.
Okay.
But if you think about that, that's one per week. That takes over a year to collect every song.
Right, of course.
So that's another reason why I actually usually make multiple people in my towns. But yeah, so that's a lot of music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we'll move on to the next one then, which is number 7 on our list, and it's KK Parade.
Me,
All right, so that was KK Parade, and that seemed very vocal heavy, like almost like his vocals were the instrument as opposed to his guitar.
True.
Which I thought was kind of neat.
Yeah, that was a very interesting piece. It was not bad. It was just interesting. Because it feels like they kind of... It was like a mix of, like, polka and classical music. Like, there's a little... Like, the guitar riff changes a little bit, and then it becomes, like, a very classical kind of phrasing. And just a very interesting mix.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, as you were saying, the heavy vocals emphasis.
You know, I loved how he was just kind of doing his thing, almost scatting again, because he was doing so much with the vocals. And then he just goes, "Oh," or whatever. Like, that was a horrible howl, but
yeah, you know,
then,
not bad.
Then he just howls a little bit, and it's the little touches that Kazumi put into this, or whoever helped him create all the music for KK Slider.
Well, and then there's also that little section, a little measure or two with the just basically just all the random sounds next to each other, just like or whatever they did.
Yeah. You know, I just realized they should, you know that guy who's really popular right now, who's got, I wish I could remember his name, he's got like the long beard and long hair and he does all the acapella stuff.
No.
Oh my gosh, I just saw a thread with him this morning. He should do KK Slider acapella.
Hmm.
It'd be kind of interesting. You know, and actually one other thing I want to mention about KK Slider as far as stuff beyond the game, there's a link in the episode 2 show notes for tane.us and, well, /AC, so tane.us/AC. And what that'll do, that takes you to a website that plays whatever music actually exists in your time. So right now, we're actually recording this between 4 and 5 p.m. And so it will play the 4 p.m. music from, if you go to that link, it'll play it from the original game. And then at 5 o'clock, it'll switch over to 5 o'clock. And it just does that. It's automated. It's great. And, well, the other night over the weekend, which I've been using the site for a long time now, and I never listen to it after 8 p.m. on Saturday night, but it actually plays KK Slider music, which I thought was
cool.
Yeah, that was neat. The only downside is that it doesn't loop it like it does normally, so you kind of get the one song, and then you have to, I guess, do nothing.
Oh, really?
Or you can refresh and hear another one or something, but it doesn't kick back to like the 8 p.m. music or something like that. So if for some reason you wanted to listen to that music, you'd have to actually manually do it. But it was still a cool little treat, and the background changes to KK Slider background. And yeah, it's great, the passion that some people have for this game to do little homages like that.
Definitely.
And again, just to throw it out there for people, it's tane.us/AC for the Animal Crossing population growing music. If you go to tane.us/AC/WWCF.html, that takes you to a similar page that plays City Folk /Wild World music. And then if you go to tane.us/AC/NL.html, it takes you to a page that does it with the New Leaf music. Let's go with our eighth song here, KK Ragtime, one of my favorites.
Knock me off.
KK Ragtime.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I personally love ragtime music quite a bit. I don't know if you've listened to a lot of it in your day.
Probably not.
But there's just something about that kind of jolly piano, kind of almost old western, is obviously like a motif that comes up a lot with ragtime. And, but just beautiful, happy sounding stuff. In fact, it's pretty much the reason I get ice cream when I hear the ice cream truck. Not so much for the ice cream itself, But often they use there's a classic song that ice cream trucks tend to use. That's ragtime from like the 20s. And so that's one of my favorite tracks of all of KK's entire discography. Yeah, so good stuff. Not really much else to say about that one. I do want to mention, though, the a cappella guy that I was talking about moments ago, it's Smooth McGroove.
Okay.
And you've probably seen something on Negative World about it. There's a thread currently on the front page as we record this about it that was made by Via Vescaflone, kind of promoting his stuff. And he hasn't done any Animal Crossing stuff that I know of, but he's done a lot of Zelda, and he's done a lot of I think I'm seeing some Mega Man and Chrono Trigger now, stuff like that, so...
He's done a lot of drugs.
Whatever gets his talent out there, I guess.
Well, that's cool. You know, I will pose... It's not even a question, just a comment. Something that I have been thinking about while listening to these is that, I find it very interesting that it's a conscious effort to... it sounds like a live guitar. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It doesn't sound like a studio recorded, polished, we did 85 takes until we got it right kind of thing. You know, it's not that there's mistakes in it, but it just sounds
organic.
Yes. Thank you. Good word. And I have to imagine that that's totally on purpose to sort of fit with the style that... goes along with the actual scenes when you would encounter this character. If it really is just, on a stump outside or from a chance encounter in a nightclub,
that's a good observation because it is a credit sequence. So you could imagine the song would be, not robotic, but just manufactured because...
Very polished and produced. Yeah,
as most credit themes would be.
Yeah.
But here it is a little bit more organic, and so... while it's kind of pulling you out of the game a little bit, it never really does because it's like you're actually listening to it. In many respects, you don't necessarily even read the credits because they scroll not, they don't cover the whole screen, they cover half of it.
Okay.
And so you're not, at any given time, you're able to see at least half the scene. And you get to see your character watching him and you get to see him playing for you And so, yeah, you do kind of feel like you're sucked in still at all times. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great observation. Well, we got two left, so let's jump right into number 9, which is a very different style of music. These next two are pretty different, but obviously we've been going in order, so this is after ours. This is KK Salsa. So I hope you got the tortilla chips, because that was KK Salsa.
Hey!
I hope that if KK Slider could speak English, that he would say crap like that.
Yeah, you think so?
I think so. I hope so. I hope so.
Cool.
I go to bed at night wishing that. Upon a star.
Yeah.
Upon a consolation.
Some people wish for...
world peace?
The end of world hunger. But, you know, you've got good priorities.
Well... you can feed the world with KK Salsa. you set me up, didn't even know it.
No, I did not.
that's one of those moments in life you really regret.
Yeah.
You wish you could take it back. If only there was a KK time machine.
Yep.
Anyway, so what
do
you think
brings us to our next song, KK Time Machine.
That would fit in the paradigm of alphabetical order. But so what do you think about the KK Salsa?
That was good.
Spicy.
It was muy caliente. I have no idea.
All right, I'm done with puns, by the way.
Yeah, it was nice. Had a nice little groove to it.
Mm-hmm.
It was very KK Slidery.
Yeah. Now, a KK Slider with some salsa would be a pretty tasty burger, wouldn't it not?
True.
Mm-hmm.
True. Anyway. What would KK stand for? Crunchy. I don't know.
Crunchy. Yeah. Let's not think too much about this.
KK Slider.
Yeah, there you go. So, tell me a little bit really quick about your thoughts on getting this game personally.
Well, here were my thoughts. I am always interested in any game that will allow me to have fun, preferably non-competitive online interactions with my online gaming buddies. And in seeing the sort of lead up to this game, you know, it really seems like everyone and their brother plans on getting Animal Crossing and playing it and such.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was you know, sort of intrigued and attracted to the idea of having something that I could experience online with all of you other fine people. I'm still just not entirely convinced that the kind of interactions that I could have are quite what I would enjoy.
Okay. What do you think the interactions are, or why do you think they may not be enjoyable?
Yeah, and, you know, please do correct me if I'm a little off. It seems like, and I've only watched a couple of, you know, I watched the interviews with Bill Trinan and some of the other Treehouse staff members about the game. Mm-hmm. And I guess they didn't focus on it too much, but it seemed like the extent of the online was, you know, you would build your town, and then the online would be having your friends come and, like, hang out in it. Mm-hmm. and see it. But I don't know why that's fun. You know, like,
you gotta experience it.
like I'm thinking of all the other games that will have some element where you, you know, are like collecting furniture and setting up a room in a house or something like that, you know? And then this seems to me like it would just be, you know, like, hey, come look at this room that I made. Like, isn't it cool how I put the green chair over here? And, you know what I mean? Like what else, what more is there? I know that there's something where, like, you can give each other, like, seeds to get new fruit, or I don't know, something like that, right? But,
well, you can do trading of all sorts of kinds. So, you know, you invite someone into your town, and they come join you, and, yeah, you might give them a tour, and it's kind of fun to see how other people design their town, how things are structured. In this game, in this upcoming game, you're going to be able to affect things like where your bridges are, and you're going to really be able to go crazy with designing, for instance. All houses have always looked the same. You can change the color of the roof, but that's it. Now you can actually change all sorts of different things about your home, inside and out. And so there's that aspect of it for sure. Mm-hmm. And you can, you know, I mean, you could, in theory, you know, help someone do some, you know, some tasks. You can, because when you invite someone into your town, they can chop down trees, they can take your fruit, they can do all sorts of things. They can do anything you can do in that. And there is a
bad things, right? Like, can't
they? Well, true. That's why you want to be careful who you invite. Mm-hmm. Now, there is also a dream mode or something where, and that's new to this version, where you can have your town open for dream mode, which allows people to come visit it, but without you having to be there.
Okay.
Then they can experience it without you actually having to help them, and also they can't, anything they do won't get saved to your game. So you can still have people, like, say you want to invite me over. Well, you know, I'm not going to screw your town up because I got respect for you. But, you know, your little nephew or something, he wants to try it too, and you can't trust him to do anything but just horrible, heinous nephew things.
Ben.
And so you can set him up in the dream mode, and then he can just do all sorts of things, think he's getting at you, and then whatever. So there's that aspect of sharing your town and your creativity. Then there's also items. There's tons of items to collect, and the more items you have, the more you can do as far as designing and creativity, and you also can trade items with people. And that, of course, gets heightened when you're sharing with people, because everyone's nook is going to sell different items every day, and everyone's going to gain items at different rates and everything. So the whole trading aspect's really fun. Also, when you're playing the game, you can do things like catch bugs or catch fish, and so maybe you come over and you and your friend, you know, go fishing, because you're going to do it anyway. You just can hang out with him. You can show each other what fish you caught, if, you know, one of you gets a rare fish. And stuff like that, and it's very.
So could you potentially be like, all right, so these fish, do you then, for something like that, would you then use it like, oh, like I need 18 fish so that I can, you know, change the color of my roof, or so, something like that, even if it wasn't fish? Like,
no. Stuff like that gets dealt with, like, to change the color of your roof in past games, you would buy paint from the
shop. So what do you do with the, you know, with the things that you, like, sort of harvest or farm for?
Well,
what
fruit,
do you use it for?
Fruit gets fruit allows you to make more trees, so you bury fruit in the ground and hopefully a tree sprouts from it. You also can trade fruit and sell fruit, and if you sell every town's got a native fruit, so if you sell your native fruit in your own town, you only get like 100 bells, but if you sell rare fruit, which was not a non-native fruit, then you get like 500. Mm-hmm. So you kind of want to cross-populate with friends the different fruits that you have. And as far as the fish and the bugs, you can put those into the museum to put on display and to kind of complete your museum. And there's also like an art gallery, and there's also fossils that you dig up. And you can dig up other people's fossils if you find them before they do and you don't care, you know.
Okay.
And, you know, or maybe a friend might have that Triceratops tail that you need, but they've already got it. So, hey, my buddy can help me with this, you know.
Right. So
there's a lot of discussion with that, and it's, you know, that's a really fun aspect of the game. And then number two, in this game, there's a island that was featured in the original game, and from what I've heard, it's a lot more fleshed out. Before, you would go visit with your Game Boy Advance, and there'd be like a little character there hanging out, and you could get like a rare fruit or something, I think a coconut or something. There really wasn't that much to do. You just kind of said hi, you know, that's really it. You just said hi, and took your fruit, and then you kind of left. There wasn't too much to do. But now in this game, from what I've read, which again, I haven't experienced it yet, but there's a lot more like mini game action going on. It's more like a fun island, and it's made for multiplayer. So there's a lot of things you can do. Hopefully there's like tag or hide and go seek or like that sort of thing. And actually a lot of people generate those kind of games in the online community. There's a great website I like to go to called AnimalCrossingCommunity.com, which is a forum based on just Animal Crossing. And every time a new game comes out, it's really, you know, on fire with discussion and all that sort of thing. And they host all sorts of crazy stuff. Like giant, you know, well, you can only do like, I think, have four people in town at a time, including yourself. But yeah, having people come over for a little game of hide and seek, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And it's just fun. It's lighthearted fun. And like you said, it's non, I don't know, I forgot how you worded it, but it's
competitive.
Non-competitive fun.
Yeah.
And even when it is competitive, like that example, of hide and go seek, or even maybe just fishing and trying to catch the better fish, because you get a lot of sea bass in this game, let's be honest.
Okay.
You get a lot of bass, and bass sucks, but bass doesn't suck the first time you get it, because then you can put it in your museum, but after that it's a pain. But yeah, so there's a lot of fun. I honestly recommend you just jump the hell in, because you're never going to convince yourself unless you play it.
I see.
And just to drive the point home, Telegraph gave it a 5 out of 5. Right now I'm looking at the list of people who gave it between 9 and 9.9. We got Gaming Trend, IGN, Edge Online, Eurogamer, Joystick, Nintendo Life, Pocket Gamer UK, and Polygon. All gave it 9s or higher.
Yeah, but when are any like reputable sources going to give it I'm just kidding.
Hilarious.
Not even funny.
I'm sure, you know, some of them, like, not to say that because it's a UK website that I can't trust it as an American, but you know, a lot of different sources from a lot of different places, from Europe to America to, you know, wherever. Some focus on Nintendo specifically, like Nintendo Life, but some don't, like IGN. And IGN gave it a 9.6.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, now maybe Lazy Gamers 8 out of 10 might sway you a little bit, but but 8.0 out of 10 is the lowest score it's received so far out of 15 reviews that I've seen.
That's pretty damn good.
So if the whole game, you know, I'm just saying, it's not going to be for everyone, but you seem intrigued, and I think the wife might enjoy it as well.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, she probably would, because, I mean, she loves anything where, you know, where you're just kind of like being productive, you know?
Oh, this is a collectathon productivity dream.
Yeah.
Yeah, trust me. And there's a whole slew of, like, new Nintendo items and stuff, too, which is, like, a big draw for me. So, I say keep looking into it, man.
Indeed.
And if the wife, you know, wants to play it, too, you guys share the same town on the same cart, and then you can leave little notes for each other, you can help each other out very easily. It's all very good stuff.
That would involve me letting her touch my 3DS.
Well, I mean, you gotta sleep sometime, right?
That's true.
Let's go to our last song here. This last one is KK Ska.
Oh. Me, oh. Now, me, oh. Me, oh. Me, oh. not me. Oh, Obi, not me. Quick, quick. Oh, me, oh, now me, oh, me, oh, me, oh. Now me, quick, quick, oh, me, quick, quick. Now me, oh, me, not me, quick, quick. Me, me, oh, quick, quick, now, oh. Me, me, oh, quick, quick, now, oh, oh. Me, me, oh, quick, quick, now. Oh, me, oh, now me, oh, me, oh, me, oh. Not me, quick, quick, oh, me, quick, quick. Not me, oh, me, not me, quick, quick.
And that was the last song of the episode, KK Ska. Thoughts?
It was a little more upbeat, I thought. Mm-hmm. Had a little more, still subdued, but energetic.
Yeah.
And, pretty cool.
And Scott hasn't really been popular for a while, so.
Nope.
It doesn't really touch any points that are relevant to me in sort of what I'm interested in these days in music, but I still think it's one of the best ones out there.
Were you a Scott fan back in the day?
I liked a little bit, like a little less than Jake. Which
Real Big Fish.
Real Big Fish, I like them too.
Mm-hmm.
With ska though, I never felt like it ever achieved some level of like greatness with me. Like it's fun to listen to, but I never wanted to go listen to it. If it was on, it was good. If not, that's okay.
Yeah, totally agree. That's pretty much.
The one, the air check that plays is pretty fun too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The one that you're listening to right now.
Yes, the one that you're listening to right now. And actually, all these air checks you've been hearing over the course of the podcast are those songs that he gives you after you listen to it, and you can play them in your house in different rooms. You can style a room around a song if you wanted to and kind of make it your own. And it's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool feature.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Nifty.
Nifty indeed. So that concludes the podcast pretty much, unless you got anything else to say.
No. Now You're pretty on the fence about this game too, right? You're not really sure if you're going to get it.
No, what I'm on the fence
about
is...
You might wait for a price drop.
Yeah, I'll be like zero and I'll just wait till I can get it on a deal, no matter how much I want the game. But yeah, so hopefully you get it. And hopefully everyone out there has enjoyed this podcast, the special edition of the Euphonic podcast.
Boot.
And, hopefully everyone out there goes to get it and enjoy this music, because KK's got a lot to say.
Are you excited about some new KK then?
I'm very excited to experience this and the whole game. I mean, as I've talked to you on this podcast, outside the podcast, and all the threads I've made.
Keep calling my house at midnight, telling me about your dreams of Animal Crossing.
Mm-hmm. Telling you to go to the dream house.
Yep.
And but yeah, so I'm very hyped, and I hope that's spilling on to everyone else and getting everyone else hyped. Because if it's not, then I've wasted a lot of my time. No.
Never waste it, Steven. Never waste
it. No, it's fun. But anyway, till next time when we'll have an actual episode 3 of the Euphonic podcast. I hope you're enjoying that as well, everyone.
We'll get back to disappointing Mustache with our selections that aren't his.
Yeah, we disappointed a few people with that last one, while other people thought it was great. In fact, I think it was Ludist who was really happy that we put in some Animal Crossing music in there.
Yep.
So, hey, you win some, you lose some.
No, I think on the whole, I don't think too many people have been disappointed.
No.
But, And everyone wants their picks in. That's...
Sure. And the best way to make sure that gets in is to just post it and hype the hell out of it. Tell us why it's so good. Get it into our heads. Like I'm trying to get into your head right now.
Yep.
So, all right. I guess that's it for today. Thank you everyone for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Later.
Quack.